Michelin Center.
Those Were the Days features all of your favorites that we bought at your garage sale.
We hope you're enjoying the countdown tonight, chewing on some bubblegum with a great rock and roll countdown courtesy of Forgotten Hits. We're up to number 27. And again, joining us, Susan Cousill.
I want to know the percentage of your fans that don't know the real title of The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
Well, of our real fans, they all know it, because that's Cousill trivia. But of human beings who all know that song but don't know why they know it or who it's by... not. It's the Flower Girl. You know it. I know it. And to be honest with you, when I was a little kid, I thought it was called the Flower Girl, too, until Artie Kornfeld set me straight one day. He said, no, Susan, it is not called the Flower Girl because some other band... Oh, I remember what it was. It was because that guy from... If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the record company said, you can't call it the Flower Girl because we've already got that McKenzie song going. And they asked Artie, they're like, well, come up with something else. He's like, So he just went, how about The Rain, The Park, and Other Things? And they went, fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally how that happened. He was like probably looking at who knows what, right?
Right, right. But it's such a vague title. It kind of fits the times, too.
It fits the times and the song. I think I was rather genius, but Artie Kornfeld is a genius. So there you go.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew, she could make me happy.
Happy,
she could make me very happy.
Who can ever forget that song in the movie Dumb and Dumber as well? Here's Andy Kim and How Do We Ever Get This Way?
Look at you, baby, look at me. So in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Well, I recall when things were fine, and every day that sun would shine, when I was yours and you were mine. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get this way? Time and time and time again, I wonder why it all began. Tell me how's it gonna end, baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get, baby, how'd we ever get, baby, how'd we ever get this way?
That's number 26 in the countdown. Number 25, one that we played a lot through the years. It's a favorite of many. A British band by the name of The Sweet with Little Willie.
Silly with a star shoe, shimmy shuffle down. Way past one, feeling alright, 'cause with Little Willie around they can last all night. Hey down, stay down, stay down now, 'cause Little Willie, Willie won't go home. But you can't push Willie around, Willie won't go. Try telling everybody but silly with a star shine, shimmy, shuffle, smile. Mama done chase Willie down through the hall, but laugh, Willie, laugh, he don't care at all. Lay down, stay down, stay down. Oh no, little
Next up on the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Countdown, a tune, another tune from Andy Kim.
Baby, I Love You, Be My Baby, You Didn't Write. How did you come to record those, or, you know, change the arrangements and all of that?
Well, with Baby, I Love You, I was in my producer's office in the Brill Building in New York, Tin Pan Alley, and there was a music sheet on the desk that had the title on there, and it had the lyrics and, you know, kind of chord structure. And Jeff Barry is, he and Allie Greenwich wrote the song, and I had never heard it before. I grew up in Montreal, Canada, and that song was, I don't think it was as big of a North American hit as Be My Baby. So he walked in about 10 minutes later, and he says, "Wow, that sounds good. What are you doing?" I said, "Well, that's the song that is Baby, I Love You." He said, "Well, I love what you're doing, but that's not how the song goes." So I said, "Well, what are you saying?" He said, "Well, I kind of, we can, let's work on this." Because I had the Come On Baby, na-na-na-na-na-na-na stuff, and doing my whatever it is I play on guitar. And so we made the record that way. We just went into the studio, and I played the guitar, and then we built the record out, around my guitar playing. With Be My Baby, which he also wrote with Ellie Greenwich, the late Ellie Greenwich. She was just a phenomenal, phenomenal writer and a great person. I was anxious about recording that song because Be My Baby by the Ronettes is the all-time, it's like one of my all-time favorites. It's just the way it starts, the sound, the feeling, Ronnie Spector's voice. You know, but, you know, the writer was also my producer, and he assured me that I had nothing to fear, that we would make an honest record. And I think that that's one of the things that has stayed with all my writing and all my recording, is just to try to be honest. And if you're honest with your music, I think people will hear it that way.
Andy Kim, Honest, at number 24 with Baby, I Love You on Those Were the Days, Saturday night.
Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy to explain.
Sounds so good on the radio again. Andy Kim on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory. Are you thinking about preparing for your retirement but don't know where to start? I can make the retirement planning process simple, personalized, and tailored to your specific needs. To learn more about how we can help you plan for your retirement, visit us online at MindumWealthAdvisory.com or stop by our office located inside the Richland County Bank.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
In conjunction with Ken Cottell's Forgotten Hits, we are counting down the biggest bubblegum songs as voted on by the readers of Forgotten Hits. Next up, a classic from Tommy Rowe.
W.
The Now Sound.
RCO.
I haven't had a chance to thank you again, but my daughter and I danced a Sweet Pea for our dad-daughter dance at her wedding, and that was a few years ago now. But we didn't want something somber and sappy, and that was her favorite song when she was a little girl. So,
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, Sweet Pea is a good dance tune. When that was a hit, that was a huge hit in the roller rinks, you know, the skating rinks.
Oh, sure.
And the ice rinks. They used to play Sweet Pea all the time in those venues. And, you know, it's a happy song. It's just one of those songs that makes you smile and you want to dance. And another interesting thing about Sweet Pea, it's one of the most sampled songs in history. It's like, it's got 80-something samples, you know, where people, hip-hop people have used it in their records. And they use the drums, you know, of Sweet Pea.
Sure. Yeah, the drum's pretty interesting in that particular song, too.
Yeah, Jerry Troxel was the drummer.
Won't you, won't you, won't you?
to stand in line to get a dance with Sweet Pea. Oh, Sweet Pea, come on and dance with me. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be my girl? I finally got to whisper sweet words in her ear. That we ought to get away from there. We took a little walk, I held her close to me, and underneath the stars I said to Sweet Pea, oh, Sweet Pea, I love you, can't you see? Love you, love you, love you, can't you see? Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl?
Of Bubblegum. Well, you may have had that first copy off of a cereal box as well. The Archies and Jingle Jangle at number 22 in the countdown. Ron Dante, the lead singer of the Archies, provided several of the voices during the cartoon years of the Archies.
They had a set of actors on the West Coast that did all the speaking voice, and I just did all the voices for the, I did the singing for the all the songs that they had on the show. So I was the singing voice of Archie.
Did you do any of the other vocals, Jughead or Veronica or anybody like that?
Actually, most of the time, we had a few, a girl and a guy, to sing along with me. But on many occasions, I would just have to wing it and do the voice highs and lows again to make it sound like a group. In fact, one whole season, we just did just myself doing backgrounds to myself.
Ron Dante of the Archies, who's been out this year with a Happy Together tour, providing vocals for the Turtles as well. Well, here is our friend Tommy Rowe once again, and another one of those girl songs at number 21. Hooray for Hazel!
Says goodbye.
Goody, goody gumdrops. We're into the top 20. That was number 20 on the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Music Countdown, heard exclusively tonight on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Frank Jekyll of that group, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, will join us when we return with more. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there. Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
And now, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a hand-dipped hit.
Soft and juicy, it's the ultimate bubble. So delicious, it's the ultimate bubble.
Available in regular or new wild strawberry.
The delicious, the ultimate bubble.
We have your bubble gum tonight here on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Fill me with you on a Saturday night. Kent Cotell's Forgotten Hits supplying us with the countdown tonight. Frank Jekyll was a member of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company initially, and he talked about the perils of the band after having some early success with the bubble gum sound.
It came with a double-edged sword. On the one side, it was fabulous success, going out to appear on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, doing shows all over the place and just having a ball, touring and stuff like that, and having a lot of adoring fans want to come and hear us and see us and excited that we're there. All that good stuff, popularity was just fun. But the other edge of the sword was the rest of the music business. And basically, they looked down on us like we were... I don't know the correct word to use, but they weren't really, they didn't respect us, and they were condescending toward us, and all the other bands we ran into wouldn't barely even give us the time of day. So it caused most of the members of the group, and I would say I was included in that at the time, to be very, very disillusioned and disappointed and frankly, unhappy with the situation when we should have been on top of the world. So it kind of burst the bubble, popped the balloon, and because we wanted respect, you know, we wanted to be, you know, known as somebody who could do something, because we were a highly accomplished, very good band, very talented. For everyone to think that we were just Cat Simon Says group was not good at the time. And unfortunately, before we ever had the chance to get to do our own material, the guys in the group got very, very disillusioned to the point where they started leaving. So by May, two of the members had left. In August, the third member left. In September, I left. And the only one left in the band towards the end of the career of the band was Mark, the keyboard player. He was the youngest, and he was willing to buy into the grandeur stories that the producers were telling him about how fabulous he was going to become, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Frank Jekyll of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Here they are again. It's number 19 on the Bubblegum Countdown.
You loved me and that you
you always would. Then I said I loved you. You said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise. Said you'd never want me to go. Oh, no. In the end, giver, in the end, giver, you took your love away from me. In the end, giver, in the end, giver, took back the love you gave to me.
Tommy James appears again in the Countdown, a band that was everywhere in the 1960s, including The Ed Sullivan Show.
How many times were you on The Ed Sullivan Show, Tommy?
Three times. Honestly, that was the scariest show on TV to do, because it was live TV, and the audience was huge. And everybody was watching Ed Sullivan on Sunday night. And the bottom line was that doing the Ed Sullivan Show was really scary, especially our first time, when he couldn't pronounce your name and he wasn't quite sure who you were. In fact, the week before we did the first Sullivan Show, we had just finished a tour with the Beach Boys, and a couple of them were up in our room. We were out in L.A., and Ed was going to, you know, bring us on. He said, "Oh, next week, right here, Tony Jones and the Spandels will be here." Tony Jones and the Spandels, you know, which means he never heard of you and he can't read.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck he has no trouble with. James he can't get.
You can't say that, yeah.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Of a heart.
We jump to number 17 in the countdown, a song called Jelly Jungle from the Lemon Pipers. Ivan Brown was that group's lead singer.
I read in one of the articles you sent me about back in the day, you're playing on the same bill with some real heavy hitters, and they kind of dismissed you guys, and all of a sudden they're standing on the wings. Is that a true story?
Well, that's the word I heard. Yeah, that was at the Fillmore. That's my favorite gig, probably. They flew us from Ohio to the San Francisco Fillmore with Moby Grape, Traffic, and Spirit. And Steve Walmsley tells the story of the Moby Grape bass player, and everybody in the place was expecting pop poop, you know what I mean? And didn't realize that we were a heavy metal band and with a lot of soft hits. And so we didn't even play those soft hits at the Fillmore. We played Green Tambourine only. We never played any other song but Green Tambourine on the road. And then Steve says that Moby Grape bass player, while we're playing, gave him a thumbs up or something. And that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I love Moby Grape.
Some of the guys went on, they were in Ram Jam later, weren't they?
That was Bill Bartlett, the guitar player. It was him only, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he had Black Betty, a hit single.
If you're looking for sunshine fun, come with me, I can give you some. We'll climb a rainbow ladder to the sky, just you and I, we will fly. To a yellow ball of butter, where the clouds are as fluffy as a parachute sail.
Wow, man. Jelly Jungle, the Lemon Pipers on WRCO's. Those were the days, my friend. Next up, a group that was one of those manufactured groups, and Joey Levine, who sang on a lot of the records of the bubblegum era and later on sang a lot on commercials, was the lead singer of the Cassinet's Cats singing orchestral circus. Here is Quick Joey Small. It's number 16.
Quick Joey Small went over the wall with a ball and a chain behind him. Quick Joey Small went over the wall, said the dog tried out to find him. In a striped prison suit with no boots to boot, headed for the highway with his chain still dragging. From down a wagon, said, oh, man, where you going by? Yeah, they see now. Full of lead, son.
It's true.
Yeah.
From the original radio station 45 right there. Quick Joey Small, number 16 on the Bubblegum Chart. Phil Nee with you on WRCO out of Richland Center, Wisconsin. Yeah, station played a lot of these songs when they were brand spanking new, including this one from the Ohio Express. It's number 15 on the countdown from Forgotten Hits.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. See the neon sign. Ba 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 ba. The kids are standing in line. Ba 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 ba. A money clenched in hand. Oh, they wanna hear that band. Yes, the bass is thumping. Everybody's jumping. The drummer keeps beating. Everybody's meeting down in Lulu.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. The lights are red and blue. Ba 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 ba. The music gets to you. Yeah. The sweat right off your feet. Ba 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 ba. You can't escape that beat. Because the bass is thumping. Everybody's jumping. The drummer keeps beating. Everybody's beating down in Lulu. Down at Lulu, come get it.
Ba ba
ba ba ba 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 ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. Everybody's jumping, the drummer keeps beating. Everybody's beating down in Lulu.
That's where they're
all right in Lulu. Down in Lulu.
Great tune there from the Ohio Express down at Lulu's. They will be back on the countdown a little bit later on. Moments ago, we talked about Joy Levine, who sang on a lot of those hit records. The British version of him, Tony Burrows, was our guest a while back on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
For our listeners that don't know, Tony, you're in the Guinness Book of World Records, are you not?
Yes, I am, yes.
For what, singing on the most songs in the top 10 at the same time or something like that?
Yes, I actually had four different records in the British top 10 at the same time, but all with different bands. Yeah.
How many album covers were you actually on, though?
Well, I was concentrating. I'd spent many years on the road with other bands like the Ivy League and the Flower Pot Men and people, and I decided I'd had enough touring and I would concentrate on studio work. So I made a conscious decision that I wouldn't tour. So I just basically did television promotion.
What about the song My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains? That's still one of our listeners' favorites here, and maybe you could give us a few inside notes on that song.
Yes, the White Plains were actually a band called the Flower Pot Men, which was very much flower power and San Francisco oriented. We had a record, Let's Go to San Francisco, which is a big hit in the UK and Europe. But flower power didn't last around too long, and after about 18 months, we were stuck with his name, and we couldn't get a play. So we decided that we'd probably break up as a group, and the record company said, "Well, we've got all these tracks in the cans. Can we release them under a different name?" And we said, "Yeah, go right ahead." And the first one that was released was My Baby Loves Loving, and it was Dick Rowe at Decca Records who gave us the name White Plains, and suddenly the band were back in the charts again.
My baby loves love and she's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, my baby loves love and she's got.
The White Plains, Tony Burrow's in the lead. He's got a couple of songs in the Bubblegum Music Countdown from Forgotten Hits. So again, 9,091 votes cast, and several make the top 40 multiple times, including the Fruit Gum Company. We've heard from them, Tommy Rowe and the Ohio Express, Bobby Sherman, the Archies, Andy Kim, Tommy James and the Shondells, the Cowsills, the Lemon Pipers. Have you got an inkling of what number one might be? Well, keep thinking about it. We'll be unveiling that a little bit later on here in the big program. And in the countdown, we are up to number 13. Another appearance for Tommy Rowe tonight. Title of that came from Tommy Rowe's dad, something that he used to say if it was a good meal or things were going well, that's jam up and jelly tight. And it became a hit record for Tommy long about 1970. We'll be back with another stack. In fact, the top 12 of the Bubblegum Countdown straight ahead. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608